Welcome to the Entrepreneur Bite Podcast. We are your host, Sarah Peel. This is a podcast where we discuss all things related to entrepreneurship, business, and chasing your dreams. On today's episode, we are going to continue our discussion a little bit about pandemic and business and what this exactly means for people who want to start a business, or people who maybe already started a business and they are nervous because of seeing cities, states, anything along those lines, being able to shut down businesses completely at a whim, irregardless of people's wishes or the companies that people who need to make livings. So let's go a little bit about this topic. So as we mentioned previously, which I'll link in the show notes, my first episode about pandemics and businesses. As you know, I say that you can still go ahead and start a business during this time. Pandemic shouldn't really affect that or change that. I know it's nerve-wracking because you're seeing companies literally being shut down, and we're starting to see more and more companies, unfortunately, completely shutter their doors because of the pandemic, because they were already hurting pre-pandemic, and the pandemic just kind of sent them in that further tailspin to completely shut themselves down. It's a very sad situation, and unfortunately, statistically speaking, most businesses don't make past 5-year mark. Now, we are seeing a lot of, unfortunately, retailers actually who have been 100 plus years old, such as like Sears, which I have an episode on that, which I will also link in show notes for you to listen to why I believe Sears has ended up shutting down, or they're not shut down completely at this point, but they're pretty much on the verge, on the brink of going into complete out of business status. As you say, like I was saying though, a lot of retailers we're seeing who have been around for 100 plus years are of course shutting down as well. Recently we heard this week Ann Taylor is the parent company of Ann Taylor, Justice Stores, and I believe it is Lane Bryant, has filed for Chapter 11 protection. JCPenney did it last month. So as we're starting to see, more and more retailers are starting to put this into motion to try to protect themselves and reorganize so they can stay around for a long time. In the case of JCPenney, they did say at the time when they did announce them going through the process of filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection that they already were working on a program to try to get themselves back in good shape, and they were in the midst of doing it when the pandemic hit. So the pandemic forced them to go ahead and file for protection so they can continue to work out their plan without hopefully too much risk. We haven't really heard any updates. Hopefully we'll have a future episode to go a little bit more into JCPenney, a little bit more research on why they've kind of faltered. So you can look forward to that in the future weeks, but definitely hopefully JCPenney will be saved and continue to go on for many more years. For the case of Ann Taylor's parent company, you know, it's difficult to say. A lot of these stores, a lot of people in my generation, the millennial generation, is not exactly super popular in a lot of stores our parents have bought in previous generations. So, like, case in point, department stores is one of the reasons why we're seeing so many of them shut down and not have as many sales as they used to. Unfortunately, I think brands like Ann Taylor suffers because of that. Justice probably suffers because of that too, because a lot of my generation used to shop there when they were younger. So, I mean, as you can see, times are changing and trends are changing. And unfortunately, with the advent of the internet, which has been a great thing for people like us who want to start businesses and has made a lot easier and given us a lot more ways to make livings for ourselves without doing your typical 9-to-5 kind of job, that's a good thing. But at the same time, it's a double-edged sword. It's caused a lot of issues for traditional companies, particular retailers. I can't say it's all blame all on the internet or sites like Amazon.com, because they're all great and they've done a lot of good, but you can't fairly blame them. There's a lot more into it. And like I said, hopefully in a future episode, we can kind of do a little bit more of a deep dive into some of these companies and why they're faltering and what they could possibly do to maybe try to save themselves, just based off of what I think might be beneficial to them and what others say could be beneficial to them too. So there's a lot of nervousness. A lot of people are afraid. People usually are afraid to get-go and have to start a business, even in the best of times, in terms of economy, status, money, having budget, you know, if they have the funding, or if they don't have the funding, they're afraid of getting funding because they're afraid they could fall and fail, which, as we mentioned before, you know, what is failure? I will also link that in the show notes as well, but basically, failure is only when you decide to throw in the towel, give up. That's really when failure happens. And unfortunately, yeah, sometimes you get to that point where that is the case, but you can always brush yourself off, pick yourself up, and go toward a different step, maybe a different company idea, etc. So you shouldn't let that, you know, worry you too much. But in the case of right now, when you're seeing government, mostly at this point, it's not here in the U.S. at least, it's not a lot of federal, it's mostly state and city, who are taking, I guess you'd say, the law more into their own hands and really trying to shut things down, keep businesses. We've seen a lot of issues with people who are hairstylists, makeup artists. Restaurants are also really suffering. A lot of restaurants are franchise-based, or they are just locally owned or ran by people in the local community. There's a lot of issues and concerns with that, and we're seeing them suffer, and many of them have been around for a long time. So there's a lot of concern why that would be an issue for somebody who's saying, hey, I have an idea that I want to start a business. Maybe they want to start a retail store. Maybe they want to start their own bakery or something along those lines. And there's a lot of fear that they might not even be able to really get a fair shot at getting a foot in the door because somebody could come in and say, hey, for the safety of our community, we need to shut everything down. We can't have people going out and about, even with masks. It's not safe enough. So there could be a lot of concerns on that. So I guess the question is, since I've said previously, yes, people should still go ahead and try to start a business, start a goal, go for it. What should be considered when you're doing that? And as I mentioned previously, one of my favorite ways to go into business by myself, or what I highly advise to many others, is go ahead and try to do an online business. With online, yes, there still is probably a risk of you suffering, being hit by a pandemic or recession. I'm not denying that. As we know, people don't have money as they used to do. Money, free money to kind of spend on how they see fit, on what they want to do, fun money, that's not really something that we're seeing currently. And of course, that's making an impact on businesses of all size, from big corporations to small businesses, etc. So yes, it's not completely pandemic resistant, I guess you could say, or even recession resistant, but if you have low an online business, you're going to have a lot lower overhead, meaning you're not going to really be renting a space. You're not going to really have customers coming to you in person. Of course, granted, I guess you could run a website and, like, so let's say you do eyelash extensions. Yeah, you'd still have a chance of people coming in and having to do it to them. But as I'm saying, maybe at this point, it's best not to do that, but just do basically a service-based business online, such as consulting, writing, editing, SEO, web search engine optimization for those who are not familiar with that term, things along those lines that would be better, or even selling products online. So, like, let's say you have an app you built, you can sell that online without really having to risk having anyone in physical contact with you, or like I said, need an overhead space. Or let's say you have a store, maybe you have product and merchandise you want to sell. Yes, there is a little bit more of, I guess, that personal risk, meaning that people are going to be touching stuff, it's going to have to go through the mail system. Whether that's USPS, FedEx, UPS, DHL, anything along those lines, that could still be a little more risky, but your percentage chances of having to be shut down is still a lot lower than renting a space out and having a traditional style of business. So, that's something you should think about. Also, another thing is make sure you're following your local laws. If you're going to start a business at any time, irregardless if it's a time of a pandemic, if it's a time of recession, make sure you are following your state, city, and of course, federal laws. Now, I know not all my listeners who listen to this are US based, so make sure you find out what your options are. Canadian listeners, UK based listeners. Listeners really anywhere around the world, find out what you need. Some places and some type of businesses may still need a license, even if they are technically online. Particularly if you are selling a product and you're going to have an inventory, you will probably need to get some kind of license. If you're affiliate marketing, then you probably don't need a license. But like I said, don't take my word on it. Do your research. Make sure you find out that you are following. And also in this time right now too, things might be changed. We've seen some things being lifted, being relaxed a little bit, trying to get people to start bringing in money again, starting to get a little bit more of the cities and states needing a little bit more income tax coming through, sales tax. Make sure you're following on that. And again, if you are going to be selling a physical product, you need to find out, who your customer is, and also find out, are they going to be charged sales tax? Some states do that now. If you are in the US, again, if you are in another country, I encourage you to look and check into all your laws abiding that. Like I said, some things might be a little bit different. So maybe in a place that's traditionally a little bit more strict, maybe right now it won't be so strict to get started. So, find out, look into your options, find out what they advise. A great resource for this, for at least in the US, for US listeners, is the Small Business Association. They're a great resource with so many options for you. They can help you get funding if you need funding. They have lawyers, people can give you advice, classes, marketing. Granted, right now, I think a lot of the in-person services are suspended because, like I said, we are in a time of a pandemic. But other times they do have offices you can go and visit and make appointments. They do also have online classes and webinars you can take during this time too to kind of help you out with figuring out what you need to do and see what options are available to you. I will try to make sure to put a link to their website as well on the show notes for you if you are from wanting to know about that. If you're in another country, like I said, go ahead and search if you have a small business association for your country or something similar. Most countries should have an option like that. If you're a country that is more, I guess you would say, free letting people start businesses. I know, again, depending on where you live, things could be different, but definitely make sure you take root count for those resources and you take advantage of them. A couple other things that you know you can also do to try protect for you is when you are, if you are going to start a business and you are starting up, make sure you have savings set aside for you, or you are saving a percentage of you're making more than what you need to get by, so you have stuff to put in savings in case you are shut down. Because again, like I said, in this time we are in a point in this world where we don't really know where what's going on, where the world is going, where the economy is going, what's going to come next. A lot of people, including myself, think a second shutdown is going to be inevitable, I think, as we approach closer to fall. So you know, you want to make sure you do have savings set aside for yourself so you do have a resource to rely on in case they don't have government assistance coming out for people, or paycheck protection, anything like that, depending on getting on where you live. So make sure you are having savings, even if that means you have to take out a loan, maybe a little bit bigger than what you need for startup costs if you are going to have a more of a traditional business, so you can have some money set aside for you in case you do get shut down or you do see a decline in sales or services because of the state of the economy. And like I said, make sure you're checking out who your market is. Know who your market is. Find out who your customer base are and where they live. Try to get as much insight as you can on that to help you kind of prepare that as well. And you can kind of have maybe sales or things to try to help keep that business going even in the leaner times of the economy, as we're probably going to see towards the end of the year on this anyhow. Other resources you can look into is, depending on if you are a minority based, you will find groups that can assist you if you are a minority. So that means women, if you are any other race or ethnicity, you can find groups that can assist you with that who might have more assistance or advice for those who are in those particular shoes. I'm not comfortable giving that advice out myself. Like I said, I do advise everyone to do research and find out about their localities and what laws and rules they have and options are available to them, but this is just very general baseline information to kind of help you and hopefully give you peace of mind and knowing that, yes, even in the scary times, you know, you shouldn't just sit back and think, okay, that means I'm going to have to put my goals on the line, because right now most of us have more time than we would during a typical better economic state. So it is a really good time to kind of be able to get into action, is put your plan into motion, because you'll have more time to dedicate to work towards it to make it happen faster. Because again, as I said, even though most businesses, statistically speaking, don't last beyond 5 years, you don't need to let that make you be afraid, and know that it always takes hard work and dedication. The more hard work and dedication you put into it, the faster it will take off, even in times of economical downturn. So you just want to make sure that you are spending that time and effort towards that. And like I said, in this time, most of us have more time to do that. We can do more research, put more info on our websites, put more, you know, attention on our social media, trying to build that connection with our supporters. So that way you can really kind of help get your name and brand out there. One thing I know is probably a big issue that a lot of us are curious about is advertising. Advertising is a huge cost. It is a great way to get your name out there to people who are outside your normal circle. You know, helps kind of get people to remember your brand and your name as well as what you offer. So one thing of that is, if you do have it in your budget, I would try to downsize your advertising budget just to be on the safe side. And you can, most advertisers I know with Facebook and with Google Ads, you can have kind of a daily allotment, meaning you're telling them, okay, once we pass this certain amount of money per day, that day I don't want any more advertising done, because it is pay per click. So meaning that every time somebody does click on your ad, you will actually have some money taken out of your deduction from your budget. So it might be better if you do have the ability. I realize not everyone does. I'm not someone who is super big on using this kind of advertising myself, just because I don't think it really is that beneficial to what I do or what I offer. But for those who maybe are, like I said, a seller that's selling some kind of merchandise, services, maybe you're super hyper local to your area, I would say they are probably better for your particular niche and your particular market. So you should try to use that, but make sure that you don't have as big of a budget as you normally would, because you need to have some of that money saved for other things in case other expenses do come up. Further, like I said, that would be because of shutdown, maybe a fine, maybe you have to file additional paperwork. Just try to have as small of a budget as you can, and then test and see what works. One platform of advertising like Facebook marketing might work great for you. Google might not. So kind of play around and see. I wouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. And this is just good advice in general for those who are seeking to start a business and wanting to advertise. Don't put all your eggs in one basket with it. Make sure you are actually taking the time to kind of do your research, see what works, look at your analytics for it. If you are hiring it out, maybe hire some, have that person take time to look at the analytics and report back to you where you're seeing the most, I guess, return of value, return of investment for you, your ROI on your advertising rates that you're paying. So like I said, just kind of play around and see. And as I mentioned, I'm a huge believer in social media marketing. Hashtags are everything. I have a whole episode dedicated towards that. So I would definitely make sure to take advantage of free marketing like that, or do you could use Facebook, your Facebook page, you can use YouTube. Podcasting is a good way to get things out there. So just find what is available to you and that's free and try to work that as a majority of your marketing in this time with maybe a little bit of money invested into paid advertising, such as Facebook or Google or even Instagram. That way you're not putting everything into that one basket. You're still making sure you're getting your stuff out there, but at the same time, you aren't going to be spending all your money on something, especially in this day and age with a lot of uncertainty, and especially with, again, who your market is. Maybe some areas are hit harder than certain cities would be hit harder than other cities, states, countries, etc. So make sure that you are taking that into account when you're putting your allotment of budget and your profile of who you want to advertise to. Again, it's kind of about knowing who your market is, knowing what you offer, what you sell, and just kind of working that angle to you benefit you and your budget at best. And then, of course, like I said, just keep checking with your localities, find out what option, try to have something that won't require a lot of overhead costs, including renting space, maybe having a building, having a PO box. Try to find a way to have a business where you have a major decrease in risk for you, whether that's financial risk or viral risk or shutdown risk, and just try to work this at the best time you can. And maybe even if that means your big dream is to have a bakery one day, that's fine, but maybe go ahead and get started with something else, like such as our, having maybe baking videos on YouTube where you can get a little advertisement revenue from that, things along those lines, so you can kind of work towards that goal and start building a following. So when you do unable to actually take that next step and move forward with your goal and dream and actually launch a bakery and have the ability to do so in a safe manner, you already have kind of a dedicated list of supporters who will be willing to take the risk and go and visit your bakery. So like I said, just plan, take things in baby steps and just make sure you're checking with all your information that you have available to you, whether that's your city, state, county, country. Find, your local small business resources. If you are a minority-based company, make sure you take advantage and find out what is being told to them and offered to them. Might be different than what's offered in the regular groups. So just try to make sure you are paying attention, you're taking time, being careful, and most of all, have fun. Part of the journey of entrepreneurship is just a lot of fun. It's something that people should be enjoying and a path that everyone should be really having a lot of fun with. It shouldn't be something that is just depressing or something that is worrying, We want this journey to be fun. It's nerve-wracking. It's going to always be nerve-wracking no matter what time you start your business in, but have fun with it. Enjoy it. And let us know what you think. You can always let me know through my Twitter. That's at MVR00. You can also check out my official website, entrepreneurbyte.com, if you want to know more information or get in contact with me. And until next time, I'll catch you then.
Thank you.